Oh, hi there. I'm Bob the Tomato. Come on over to my house. Welcome to my house. It's the one up on the hill. It's the place I cook my dinners, take my baths, and pay my bills. It's the place that I get letters from kids like you.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Larry.
Every day we get a letter, gotta make the problem better.
Do you like my yellow sweater?
VeggieTales.
You've seen us on DVD.
But now at last we're on TV.
From Portland to Schenectady.
It's VeggieTales. VeggieTales.
On TV.
VeggieTales.
It'll be time for VeggieTales.
You know, a sweater with stripes would make you look taller. Yeah. Hi, kids, and welcome to VeggieTales.
On TV.
Righto, Larry.
And we're waiting for a letter with a question. I hope it's a good one.
They're always good ones.
There it is.
Mail, mail, here is your mail. It's here in my bag, not in bucket or pail. I bring it through hailstorm or blizzard or gale. For I am the man who delivers your mail.
Okay, then, Jimmy. Where's the letter?
It's right here. I'll just put it through the mail slot.
You can just hand it to me.
No trouble! Oh, I got it!
Oh, that can't be very good.
Okay, thanks.
All in the line of duty.
What's it say?
Let's see. Dear Bob and Larry, I had a really awful day. I got a zero on my math, my dog ran away, and I just know tomorrow's not gonna get any better. Signed, Lewis from Mount Washington.
Sounds like someone could use a lesson in hope. Put your eyeballs on this.
With tea and cake, it's the British way for me.
Uh-huh. I am begged for colored eggs. I fill my basket full.
That's my new hat. You give it back. Now aren't I beautiful?
Thank you, Constable. We shall feel safe with you around.
Good morning, Constable.
Buy a lily for the orphans. Oh, help us in our plight. Just two pennies for a lily, and we'll sleep in soy tonight.
Help the orphans, buy a lily.
Deppin's for a lily, Governor.
How's that?
A lily girl for Easter.
This? For Easter?
Yes, sir. It's a symbol of new life and...
But it's real. It won't last.
Excuse me, sir?
It'll be gone tomorrow. It's too fragile. See? This is what Easter's about. It's colorful. It's pretty. It's plastic. Now, wouldn't you like this instead of your silly lily?
Your grandmother helped the orphanage. She always bought a lily for Easter.
My grandmother made Easter. Just a moment, young lady. You forgot to pay for that egg. Ouch.
We sing this tune as rainbows bloom on eggs red, green, and blue.
Like colors in the windows when the sun comes shining through.
The window here is mighty dear, a precious work of art. But patience, lass, we'll see this glass tomorrow when Easter starts.
The hope of Easter's coming to shine forth in the morn. It is coming now to bring us the gift of life reborn.
Hey, Dad, isn't that old man Nezzer?
Edmund, his name is Mr. Ebenezer Nezzer. Could you hand me an O?
Sure.
Is he really the richest man in town?
I don't know about that, but his family has owned most of the property around here for generations. How about a couple of ours now? Even the land this old church sits on.
Here you go. Why don't we ever see him in church?
I don't really know. I heard he used to come when he was little. His grandmother would bring him. I need an O now and a W if you can find it.
So, why doesn't he come anymore? How about an upside-down M? Maybe he just doesn't like Easter.
Oh, sure he does. Why, he makes all the Easter eggs in his factory.
Yeah, but why doesn't he celebrate Easter with the rest of us? Doesn't he like church?
Tell you what, we'll go see him later and invite him ourselves to see the unveiling of the new stained glass window tomorrow. In the meantime, you be respectful.
Hey, isn't that old man Nezer?
Millward, we've been working for your uncle for more than a year now to pay him back for burning down his theater, right?
Right.
And has he given us a single day off?
Nope.
And it was your idea to take Easter Sunday off, right?
Right.
So we could see the new church window?
Right.
So you should ask him.
But...
Morning, Mr. Nezer, sir.
Tavis, Millward.
Tomorrow's the big day, huh, Uncle Nezer?
Not as big as it'd be if folks didn't spend the day in church instead of out buying more of my eggs.
Right. Well, see ya.
What was that supposed to be?
I don't know. I panicked.
Oh, let me handle this. Would you like the morning report, sir?
Oh, let me guess.
Egg production is up.
I said I wanted to guess.
I'd say we have eggs aplenty.
Well, that depends on how you look at things. Is the egg tank half full or half empty?
The workers are happy, though a little bit tired.
Satisfying fatigue of productivity.
And there'll be a beautiful service at St. Bart's tomorrow.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
All in all, this should be a glorious Easter. Mr. Nezer?
Don't you have chickens to tend?
May I ask you a question?
No.
Mr. Nezer, what I wanted to ask you was, everything is going so well, so couldn't we, close up shop just for Easter?
What? Close up shop? Do you know what that would mean? You know when my grandmother started this factory?
Oh no, here comes the speech again. 112 years ago. Yeah, I know, sir.
113. She was making Easter before you were born. 113 years ago, with one chicken and a coop, my grandma started dyeing eggs for the local Girl Scout troop. She started making money, and as her business grew, she got more hens and collars, and she knew just what to do. She built herself a factory to do what she loved best. She kept on dying Easter eggs, but then you know the rest.
Yes, sir.
I suppose it was bound to happen. Her age she could not hide. More than 100 years of living, and then one day she died. But before she drifted off that day, she whispered in my ear those words I never shall forget. I still hear them loud and clear. She said, "Ebby," she always used to call me Ebby, "Ebby, I've taught you the family business, and with my dying breath, I say you tell every single person Easter means no death." Now at first, this all confused me. Till then, I realized that as long as I make Easter eggs, it's like she's still alive. She built herself a factory to do what she loved best. And I'll keep making Easter eggs, my one and only quest. Tomorrow, the world will see how I'm gonna make Easter even bigger and better. And Grandma will live forever, just like she wanted. So you see, we can't just stop the factory. That would let Grandma down.
But Ebby, Mr. Nezzer, sir,
Hello there. Mind if we come in?
That'll be all. Now get back to work.
But I don't work here.
Well, I'm not hiring either.
Oh, no. That's not why we're here. We came to...
Oh, you're that church fella, aren't you?
Well, yes, I guess I am.
So why are you here?
Well, sir, I know your grandmother used to bring you to church. She loved Easter so much.
Yes.
Then you'll come?
No.
But you said...
I said, yes, my grandmother loved Easter. What's not to love with the eggs and the candy?
Oh, but Mr. Nezzer, we miss you at the Easter service.
If you ask me, you've got enough people locked up already, sitting in those pews when they should be out buying more eggs.
I'm sorry?
Look, I know my grandma liked that old church, but I have no idea why. I need to make Easter bigger to keep her alive, and that church is just in the way.
What?
And that's why I'm working on this.
Ooh. Is that one supposed to be me? 'Cause I'm not that fat. Sorry.
Tomorrow is my grandma's birthday, and she has given me a job to do. So I've been saving all my money to make her Easter dream come true. Easterland, where Easter is forever! Don't you just love it?
Easterland? What's that supposed to be?
Oh, you're really going to love this. I'll make Easter last all year long. We'll have Easter egg hunts every day to please the massive throng.
Throng? It means lots of people.
Everyone will buy my eggs, and I'll give them more to munch. They'll buy my yummy chocolate bunnies for breakfast, dinner, lunch. Grandma will be proud of me for keeping her alive and dear. Church was her most favorite place, so Easterland will be right here. She built herself a factory to do what she loved best. And so I'm building Easterland, my one and only quest.
But that's not what she meant! You can't do that!
Of course, I have to build a chocolate bunny factory, too.
You can't tear down the church!
Don't be silly! That land has been in my family for generations!
If you just came to the service, you'd realize that...
You gotta talk to him!
Uncle Ebenezer? Easter is a time when...
When I am interrupted by people bugging me to come to church!
church and save the orphans and shut my factory. But early tomorrow morning, our crew will start at 8 on knocking down that little church and building something great. And folks will come from miles around in trains, on bikes, on legs. And Grandma will live forever, just like my little plastic eggs.
Mama, don't do it!
I don't care about your service or your windows or your glass. I'm gonna build the world a place where Easter is a blast.
We won't let you do this.
Be gone from me, naysayers. You won't help me with my deed. Get out of here and don't come back. I'll go unaccompanied.
We're fired?
Effective immediately. At 8 a.m. the church comes down. I'll show you without guilt. Would be a better place if that church was never built.
Amen.
Now, you get to sleep. It's late and we've all got a big day tomorrow.
Dad?
Yes?
I'm still really worried about Mr. Mezzer tearing down the church. What do we do?
Now, Edmund, as crazy as it sounds, you have to have hope.
Hope? Hope for what?
Hope that no matter what happens, God is taking care of us.
I guess so, but...
Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Good night, Edmund. I love you.
I love you too, Dad.
The concession stand will go right here. And the gift shop. Oh, it's gonna be great, Grandma. You're really gonna like it. I'll put your picture right over the door. There. Hello?
Ebenezer, look at me when I'm talking to you.
Grandma?
Surprise! Abby, get up off the floor. Don't you recognize my voice?
It's a ghost!
Nonsense! Didn't I teach you there's no such thing as ghosts?
Oh, yeah. Well, what are you then?
You're having a vision.
A what?
A vision. It's like a dream with a point.
A point?
Which is exactly what you've missed.
What point?
Easter, the point. You got it all backwards and upside down.
What do you mean? How's it supposed to go?
I'm not going to tell you.
What?
A lesson learned is soon returned. A lesson lived is wisdom given.
Gived?
What? I'm dead. Cut me some slack. Ebenezer, you are in for a wild ride.
Huh?
At the stroke of midnight, you will receive a second visit. Hold on tight.
Who's there? If you're the visitor, you're early.
Would you try to keep it down?
Sorry, I think I stepped in a gopher hole or something.
Come on, we don't have a lot of time.
Why do we want to break into the factory again?
We have to get those plans. No plans, no Easterland. No Easterland, and they don't have to tear down the church. It's bad enough that we burned down the theater. I'm not going to let the church come down, too.
I still don't feel very good about stealing the plans.
Millward, we're not stealing the plans. We're just borrowing the plans.
Right. It's just that the last time we stole... borrowed something, it didn't work out so well.
Millward, we've got to save that church. Come on now, hoist me up.
Okay. You're stepping on my...
Oh.
Ouch!
Just a little higher.
Oh, you're slipping!
If you could just...
Sorry. Try again?
Yep. I'm just going to stay awake. I'm not tired at all. I'm just going to stay wide. A big bug!
Do I look like a bug to you?
You're the visitor!
Ding, ding, ding. Give the man a prize. Perhaps you aren't as dense as they say.
So, what are you doing here?
Maybe you are. Did you hear anything your grandmother said?
Something about me missing the point or something.
Yes, Ebenezer, you've missed the point. The point of Easter, the point of that church over there.
I know the point of that church. They try to keep people cooped up all Easter so they can't buy my eggs. That's why we'll all be better off without it.
It's gonna be a long night. Come on, let's get going. We've got some ground to cover.
Easy. What are we doing up here? Take me back!
Hi, kids. Now you gotta remember that...
You saw only half the show!
Well, you think they'll watch again next week?
Well, if they want to see the whole show...
Well, I would. So here's some previews about what's coming up next.
The hope of Easter changes everything! If you take it away, you won't like what you'll get.